the thick legs, can run the ball. The QB sneaks an extremely interesting and different weapon. So
in the NFC, those are the two guys, right? The two young quarterbacks that are coming up. You have Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love. And then in the AFC, you have Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence.
Welcome to the Sports on Tap Brothers podcast. And I'm George. And before me, always my little brother, Sammy.
Now, let's tap in and get this podcast rolling.
All right, two young quarterbacks that have really come up in the last few years are Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love. Sammy, going forward today on, who would you rather have be your franchise quarterback?
Oh, boy. And the real thing here would be is, are we talking about on a specific team, or are we just talking about build a new franchise, have to pick one?
Yeah, I guess build a new franchise, have to pick one, because I think both franchises have kind of done a good job building that team specific to that young quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the difficult part here, is because I think Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts are kind of very different, right? Jordan Love last year looks like a traditional high-level, like, passing quarterback, right? And I think the interesting thing with Jalen Hurts is he has some of that in him, still threw for 3,800 yards, what, the 23 touchdowns, 15 picks.
Right.
But, I mean, he also is a very different body type. He, in like the thick legs, can run the ball. The QB sneaks an extremely interesting and different weapon. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a hard pick. I think it all depends on the type of team we build around. But I think if you have to pick one today, I think you kind of have to pick Jordan Love just for his ability of being like a true traditional type of quarterback.
Yeah, like that new traditional, right? Like you're a pocket quarterback, but you can move and you're good post-snap. I mean, last year, Jordan Love like went 9-8, but 4,149 yards, 32 touchdowns and 11 picks. And, you know, like when you see those numbers of 32 and 11, it took a while, I feel like, to get going. That September for Jordan Love, everyone was talking about how good he was. October, and then like till middle of November, everyone was like, oh, Jordan Love sucks. But the end of the year was so good and so tantalizing. And you're just wondering, like, how the hell do the Green Bay Packers do it over and over and over again? I love Jordan Love, and I think
Go ahead. I was going to say,
I love Jordan Love. I'm going with Jordan Love, and I think Jordan Love next year is a sneaky MVP candidate. I don't think he'll win it, but he's going to finish top 3 to 5 in the MVP conversation.
My question is, I don't know. Like the difficult part here is, it also, like I said, it depends a lot on the franchise and the situation, because, I mean, whatever they got going in the water in Green Bay, like, yeah, they somehow quarterbacks just freaking play football there and just figure it out.
Like,
yeah, like they just know how to play quarterback in Green Bay. But when you look at the situation passing wise, okay, between the two, Jalen Hurts only threw for like 200 less yards, right? Mm-hmm. He only threw for 9 less touchdowns. But one thing we're missing here is, Jalen Hurts last year, I didn't even realize it was this good. He had 605 rushing yards and 15 touchdowns rushing.
Right.
15. So Jalen Hurts had 37 total touchdowns, right, compared to 36 for Jordan Love with 4 rushing, which is still extremely impressive. But I'm saying, like,
yeah,
obviously the legs of Jalen Hurts is a different level, right? Like 200 right. yards and 4 touchdowns versus 605 and 15 touchdowns. When you look at that number, if you add the rushing at the bottom and you see that, you know, 11-6 Eagles team with 3,800 yards, 23 passing touchdowns, and 15 rushing, it can kind of, you know, make you lean a little bit towards Jalen Hurts over Jordan Love also, like depending on what kind of a quarterback you like.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, like, yeah, last year probably slightly Jalen Hurts had a better year, but I think just going forward, that 36 touchdowns by Jordan Love in his first year as a full-time starter is pretty like absurd. I think he's going to, God, it's going to be hard to go to 40, 45. And I agree. Jalen Hurts last year had an underrated year. Jalen Hurts was an MVP candidate 2 years ago. Jalen Hurts is one of the better young quarterbacks who's had a really good career so far. But I just think going forward, Jordan Love is going to be able to eclipse everything that Jalen Hurts has done so far in his career. And I think that's because, like, Jalen Hurts also, like, he's taken a beating. Like, how long can Jalen Hurts rush for 600 yards and 15 touchdowns as a quarterback?
Well, I mean, he had 784 and 10 touchdowns and 760 and 13 touchdowns and 605 and 15 touchdowns.
Yeah, I know. But like, we saw Cam Newton kind of play like that. I mean, that was a quick downhill moment for Cam Newton. I'm not saying that Jalen Hurts is going to like fall off a cliff or anything, but like, we don't have precedent of a quarterback being able to rush for 600 plus yards for 10 straight seasons.
Yeah, but then again, there are some quarterbacks that adjust, right, and find a way to add more passing to that. And
he's a hard worker yards. For sure.
Yeah, and I think one thing that we're, you know, the interesting thing to find out here is, I don't know if you know this, but they're this exact same age. They're both only 25 years old.
That's kind of crazy to think about. Yeah. You forget that because Jordan Love sat for so many years behind Aaron Rodgers.
And Jalen Hurts has played four full seasons pretty much.
Yeah.
And so when you see four full seasons versus the one season, it's and they're the same age. Part of me also, like, I don't know if that's a – because there's different situations in NFL, right? There's situations where somebody like Jalen Hurts, you know, the hype is kind of slowed down for him because he's been in the NFL for 4 years.
Right.
If Jordan Love has the same career as, like, you know, Jalen Hurts, like, gets a little bit better every year for 4 years and goes to a Super Bowl and loses it and is just in the same statistical realm as Jalen Hurts, it's going to be the exact same guy, right? So it's hard to – it's weird. It's interesting with the NFL because it's like sometimes we do love the new toy, right, in football. Like, everyone loved Lamar Jackson. Then they're like, can't win. He's done. He's, like, still 26, like, 27 years old. It's like Justin Herbert, God's child. And then, like, Herbert, you know, didn't make the playoffs the last couple of years. And so people are just like, yeah, maybe he's not as good. And Trevor Lawrence, like, the young god, well, maybe he's not that good. We, like, love to take the guy who had the phenomenal year like Jordan Love did and be like, oh, yeah, next big thing, and then not really wait and see what actually comes out of the future. So I'm just interested to see, because how much better is he going to really get? Like, if he gets much better, that means he's going to be a MVP caliber quarterback.
Yeah, as Jalen Hurts would probably say right now, when you start doubting me and you start seeing the writing on the wall, that's when you persevere as fast as you possibly can.
He would say it a lot more eloquently, George. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't have I didn't have an Instagram quote in front of me. If anyone, man, I would love to see someone just start a Instagram page called the Jalen Hurts quotes and just like pictures of Jalen Hurts with like his Instagram.
People do that on TikTok.
Do they?
They do like trying to match Jalen Hurts's.
Oh yeah, no, I saw. I'm just saying like an actual dedicated page with like, you know, a black and white Jalen Hurts, green letters with quotes, and like it doesn't.
Go ahead and do it if you'd like.
I don't want to do it. I just wanted to follow it. So if someone would do it for us, that'd be much better.
I like Jalen Hurts. I like me too. I love too. I don't mind too. The quotes. Sometimes they're a little corny, but like sometimes he needs to just know when to do it and when not to do it. Like there's times where it's like it like hits, you know, like he's on his Kobe, like, you know, always throwing out some. So that, but like with Kobe, it never felt forced. Sometimes with Jalen Hurts, it feels forced. But he, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, I still think he's slightly a better quarterback than Jordan Love. But that's just based on sample size because he had four straight years while Jordan Love's the same age and had one season. So I think next year is actually going to be the biggest test of, you like know, seeing it because, because Jordan Love will be on year two and we'll actually see if like, did he get better? Or sometimes there are quarterbacks in the NFL. It sucks, but like sometimes when other teams get film on you, you're not as good as you were the year before.
But I think this conversation is important for one big reason is I kind of feel like in the NFC, those are the two guys, right? The two young quarterbacks that are coming up. You have Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love. And then in the AFC, you have Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, God, I'm sorry, CJ Stroud. There we go. Like, you have so many quarterbacks in the AFC and in the NFC. It's like, who are the young guns? Oh, Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts. So, like, this is, I think that's like the new, it's not going to be a rivalry per se, but I mean, these two guys both have chances to take their teams to Super Bowl with the NFC quarterback not being as deep as the AFC.
Well, 49ers fans would tell you that it's Brock Purdy. The Panthers have Bryce Young. And the a couple of those teams are about to draft a lot of young
quarterbacks.
True.
There's going to be some new ones coming in. So
Caleb Williams and the Vikings are going to draft one probably, and the Commanders are going to draft one probably. So there's going to be a few additions to this this race. But then again, you don't know which way. You have to be good first to be, I guess, part of the race.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess.
So I guess, so just like to conclude this, who do you go with? Like,
what about, hey, Kyler Murray, by the way. You know Kyler Murray's 26 years old.
Yeah, I love Kyler Murray, but right now he just hasn't had the career. Well, he's had the career, but the last two seasons haven't had the ones that Jalen Hurts.
I know, but you're saying the young guns. I mean, they're literally the same age.
True, pretty much. True, that's fair.
So he's, I mean, I'll take Kyler Murray. I honestly, I'd take Kyler Murray. I'm trying to think how I'd rank those three. Like, they're all kind of the same to me. So. Yeah.
But who are you taking, Ben? Like, you've started
Jalen Hurts. I mean, Jalen Hurts went to a Super Bowl. He combined for 37 touchdowns last year. Like, if you combine rushing and passing, he had more yards, more touchdowns, and the team performed better, technically. Right. So, yeah. But I think, you know, I think different type of quarterback is the slight hard thing there.
Yeah, I'm going with Jordan Love. I think just going forward, he'll have a better career than Jalen Hurts.
Why? My question. Like, what signs do you think actually, like, what's the main sign you would say to you that points to, like, is it based on, like, because the running ability is going to slow down, essentially?
Well, running ability is going to slow down, too. Jordan Love is only going to get better. I think that he's only, one season into the league, and he had 32 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. We saw how good he was in December, and I think we're just going to see his trajectory go a little bit higher, and I think Jalen Hurts is going to kind of come down a little bit as his running ability, as he ages, gets a little bit slower.
And they're feeding him something in Green Bay, so who knows?
That too. Yeah, whatever, and he's a Green Bay Packers quarterback. Yeah.
Whatever they're drinking or eating out there just works for quarterbacks.
Exactly.
I feel
Great, man. Well, thank you guys for watching. On the comments below, make sure you comment who would you rather have, Jalen Hurts or Jordan Love. See what everyone's opinion is on this. This is The Sports on Tap, our football channel. If you want to watch our basketball content, you can find it at Yes We Ball for the next 2 weeks. And then after that, it's going to be changed to at Hoops on Tap. So follow us there if you like our basketball content. And if you happen to be a Seattle sports fan, at Seattle on Tap. And our Mariners channel at Mariners on Tap. Sammy, got anything to add?
All the links will be in the description. Make it
easier.
That's
a great way to do it.
And the Sports on Tap podcast. Make sure you guys check out the podcast. The podcast will have our daily NFL and NBA topics on there. So if you like audio and want to listen in, you can find them all there in one
area.
Platform. Yeah, area.
There you go. All right, guys. Sammy, you know what we like to say?
Thanks for stopping by.